Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Astros lose last night 6-3. Big rain delay in the middle of the game. Kind of a weird night. Right before the rain delay, Jake Odorizzi went crumbling to the ground on the third out of the fifth inning. Just a little nub shot to first base to Yuli Gurriel, and Odorizzi left the mound to go cover first base. As it turns out, he didn't need to. Yuli Gurriel just walked over and touched the bag. But as Jake Odorizzi started striding towards first base, he went down in a heap, like two steps in. And no word yet on what the injury is. He's going to get an MRI today. All signs look like an Achilles, Seth. I don't know. It looked like, anytime somebody goes down and it looks like a sniper shot them in the leg.
If like they go down in a hump or in a lump and they look like emotionally distraught, because you can pop something in your knee and it not necessarily be something that bad. Or at least, you know, the doctors would tell you, like, oh, let's wait and see. If you tear an Achilles, sometimes you just know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would, and especially when, yeah, you think about, let's see, Arian Foster. Who are the other notable Achilles that we've actually
Kevin Durant is one that we've, you know, against the Rockets, remember?
Yeah. And you can kind of just see it, like, okay, something doesn't look right.
Yep.
It doesn't look catastrophic at first blush. But then you can, and that's almost like the telltale sign when somebody's that emotionally distraught over it, and it looked like something simple. So I'm not pro football doc who's able to diagnose
on sight. Right. I feel bad for Odorizzi. He had finally seemed to hit his stride as a Houston Astro. He pitched really well the last three starts. He was doing fine last night. He'd given up two runs, but one of them was Jason Castro's fault, a pass ball. That allowed a run. I feel bad for Odorizzi in this whole thing.
I feel bad for Odorizzi, especially if it ends up being something season-ending. He's getting up there in years. And I'm not worried about Christian Javier if that's what they choose to do to bring him down. Because I'm not going to do this thing where 4 games ago Odorizzi needed to be booted off the bus into a ditch or something, and Javier needed to be the starter. But then all of a sudden, because Javier has a bad game and Odorizzi has 3 good games, then people are wringing their hands over Javier potentially becoming the starter. Javier will be fine if he does that. The bullpen's a little beleaguered and tired right this moment, and the Astros aren't getting a whole lot of breaks. But before the game, they'd announced that they were going to go back to they're going to remain with a 6-man rotation because Verlander was going to get an extra day of rest.
Yeah.
And that's where you're dealing from a relative position of strength here. This is why it's nice to have a 6-man rotation, because if something like this happens, then so be it. We still have Javier. Seth Martinez potentially could be in the mix. I'm not cocky about this, but I'm not overly concerned.
Does this amp up the urgency or the angst over Lance McCullers at all for you, and making sure that Lance comes back full strength and post haste and all that stuff?
If it comes to actually winning a World Series one of these days, sure.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody. I'm tired. I'm tired of fighting people who want to act like not winning a World Series is the gauge that means that the Astros are no good without cheering or without sign stealing. Like, you can go to 4 straight ALCSs after you stop cheating, and people will still say, like, see, they haven't been able to win it since they stopped stealing signs. So just for that reason alone, yes, I need Lance McCullers. This is the year, Sean. This is the magical year we actually win a World Series. I can feel it in my bones.
Finally,
you know who else feels it?
We finally win one after five long
finally.
Years.
Yeah, finally. It's been a long drought.
Five
it's
long
been rough.
Years. Yep.
Nobody's had it tougher than Astros
That's
fans.
Right, that's right.
But you know who else believes?
Who?
Mattress Mac.
He does.
$4 million wagered on the Astros to win the World Series.
$4 million
right
worth
now.
Of belief, absolutely.
Dude, By the way, in defense of Mattress Mack, the New York Post ran this headline about Mattress Mack losing like $2 million because the on the Kentucky Derby, he had bet on the winner,
the place horse,
the horse that ended up going second was
Epicenter.
But then, but at the end of the article where they detail his losses on that one ticket, they just throw in as like a little nugget. Overall on the day though, he came out ahead $12-13 million. Like, oh yeah, that's kind of notable there.
They casually mention that at the end. So they,
the headline was about him losing millions of dollars and everything.
The headline makes him sound like the Duke brothers from Trading Places, like he's homeless somewhere because of all of his losses on the Kentucky Derby. And then at the, they slip it in at the very end. Well, did he win at the Derby, or are they talking about the money he was making off of the furniture promotions that he does?
I thought they said at the Derby on the.
I didn't see the article. I don't know. Yeah.
I think he had multiple tickets that day. That's the way they said. Look, I don't. Sean, news alert here. I don't quite trust the New York Post.
So fair enough.
I certainly don't trust my memory of it.
Did you see that the Astros talked to Kyle Tucker's people about a contract?
I saw that, and the talk stalled, Sean.
Yeah.
There is no conclusion reached. Kyle Tucker is in no imminent danger of leaving, everybody. He'll be entering arbitration. So this would have been like a Alex Bregman type of early extension or early lockdown to where they wouldn't have to go through arbitration the next few years.
Yep.
I'm not too worried about it. Kyle Tucker's got plenty of time to, he's 25 years old.
Yeah.
So if he goes through arbitration, he'd be entering his 29-year-old season. That puts him right at the spot where the Astros certainly aren't going to want to give him more than 5 years, and Kyle Tucker might want more than 5 years. So 3 years from now, everybody's going to be irate over the latest George Springer or Carlos Correa.
Well, that's what I want to avoid. Tucker, for those who don't know, Tucker and Yordan Alvarez are on the same – they're on the same clock. They both are arbitration eligible through the 2025 season. So this isn't anything. The Astros approaching Kyle Tucker's representation about a contract extension and Tucker not agreeing to anything is not anything that puts the Astros in imminent danger of losing Kyle Tucker. But the Astros have kind of made it clear they're not going to play in this long-term guys hit free agency, huge money contract game. Like, they're 0-for when it comes to that. Like, the closest thing they've had to saying yes to a guy that's hit the market is bringing back Michael Brantley on a 2-year, $32 million deal. Other than that, anybody that's been an all-star that's hit free agency, from Keuchel to Morton to Cole to Springer to Correa, they're all gone. And so I think ideally I would like either Tucker or Yordan to agree to a Bregman Altuve type of deal over the next year or two.
It would be, they don't want to give anybody more than a 5-year long contract, but if you kind of tack on 5 years to the end of your arbitration time, then you can potentially work out a 7-8 year deal if you work it that way and keep Kyle Tucker and Yordan around. Let's put this on the something to watch. This is like when your neighbor starts building something on your property or on his property, but it's real close to your property line. Or you're like, I don't like the looks of this, but I'm going to keep an eye on it. Mm-hmm. That's where I am right now with this Jim Crane. I'm going to keep an eye on your bocce ball court that you're building perilously close to our property line. There's an easement there, Jim.
Yep. Let's put a pin in it, as they say. I'm going to put a pin in this and just keep an eye on it. It's a pin tweet right now. All right. A second team in Dallas in the AFC. This is something that was floated over the weekend. How crazy is this idea? Would it be good or bad for Houston? And which, actually, if the NFL chooses to expand, which cities would they even be looking at? We'll tell you why this is even a topic next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.